This is the record for December 23rd, 2014. I'm Jeannie Yandel. The Federal Drug Administration announced this morning it will lift the ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. But the change is conditional. If you're a gay man who's had sex in the last year, you still won't be able to donate blood. The FDA will be opening their decision up for public comment in 2015. Randy Russell is with us. He's the CEO of Lifelong. That's a Seattle-based organization supporting people living with HIV, AIDS, and other chronic diseases. Randy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think about this announcement from the FDA?
Well, I think it's interesting to call it a lifted ban when in reality it is a change in policy that lessens the rigor of which they're screening gay and bisexual men. So you still self-report whether or not you've been sexually active with another man in the previous 12 months before they would just automatically destroy your blood after donation. So it is a step in the right direction, but it's certainly not far enough, and it's still quite discriminatory.
What do you think this announcement means, if anything, for gay or bisexual people?
Well, I think it improves the circumstances a little bit, but it also perhaps refocuses the sphere of attention on the idea that people who are gay and bisexual have not been able to donate blood. Since 1977, when the HIV crisis took hold, there in the early 80s, there has been a ban. If you've had sex with another man even once since 1977, prior to today's announcement, your blood was destroyed and not utilized if you donated it. The only difference now is that you report for the previous 12 months. There is no other group called out in this model of trying to make sure our blood is safe, our blood supply is safe, which clearly depends upon volunteers in our country. But countries like Italy, Spain, Mexico, Chile, Uruguay, Poland, and even Russia have figured out ways to not have a ban against gay and bisexual men donating blood, and they have not had any issues with disease increases or expansion from their approach.
I'm talking with Randy Russell. He's the CEO of Lifelong. It's a Seattle-based organization supporting people living with HIV, AIDS, and other chronic diseases. And we're talking about the FDA's announcement today that they are no longer banning gay men from donating blood. But it's a condition. There is a condition there. If you've had sex with another man within the last year, you still cannot donate blood. And you said that this ban on men who have had sex with other men within a year is discriminatory. We heard NPR just report that some advocates are characterizing this as offensive. That condition is offensive. Do you agree with that characterization?
Well, I wouldn't call it offensive necessarily in the same way, but I do think it's pretty unpalatable to think that we in this day and age can just classify a group of people who identify in a certain way as not able to give blood. HIV has progressed so far and so wide that we now understand and have understood for many, many years, this is not just a disease of gay and bisexual men. While that is still a preponderance of who is infected here in Washington State, when you think about the FDA ban going nationally, what does it say to women across the country who are also infected? The screening for donation of blood should really include protocols that use modern medical knowledge to really make sure that the blood supply is safe. And instead of focusing on one subpopulation's group behaviors, they need to really just think about it overall in terms of disease control and infection control that can be transmitted by tainted blood. So if that approach happens, as it has in so many other countries in the rest of the world, we can still have a very safe blood supply and not discriminate.
I do have to ask, though, Randy, there are people who might still feel that they're at risk for exposure to HIV or AIDS if they receive blood donated by a gay man. So what would your response be to those people?
That there hasn't been a documented case since the mid-80s, that we've had tremendous control over our blood supply since we understood how HIV was transmitted, that hepatitis is transmitted by blood as well, and we don't have fear of getting hepatitis, even though there's three times more people living with hepatitis in this country than HIV, that the fear itself is misplaced. And truthfully, it's about the behavior of the individual in terms of risk exposure that really should be focused on when we're screening people for blood. There is nothing to fear in getting blood because all the blood that's donated is tested. So these screening protocols and discrimination against gay and bisexual men are really not necessary steps when you're also screening the blood itself before it gets into another person's body. So the blood itself is screened. It's safe. This is just a process about really dissecting who and how should donate blood and how we should solicit that blood supply in our country. So again, it's a step in the right direction, but not far enough.
Randy, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Randy Russell is the CEO of Lifelong. That's a Seattle-based organization that supports people living with HIV/AIDS and other chronic diseases. And listeners are discussing this decision from the FDA at KUOW's Facebook page. You can continue the conversation there. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.